So my lab, the kasher is, aren't we talking about even in the case, b'shamad b'din? Like isn't the Brice or b'shima talking about all cases? Mashma, any time you started out with a chiv of kanas, even though at the time when he denied and swore false, they already went to Bezdin, there was already a mod b'din, still you see what? You put it from the carbon shvua. So you see, not like Rabbi just got finished saying. So where it says, Pashad Loi, I'll tell you there's no proof. I'll tell you here, this Brice of b'shima is b'dafka, b'shaloi yamad b'din. Maybe the Brice is only talking about where they didn't go to Bezdin yet. If they didn't go to Bezdin yet, then it's a pure Chiyuv Kenas. If you admit that your ox killed somebody's Eved, you're potter. So that's what we say, it's not called the Kfiras Mamin, because at the time when you were Kofer and swore false, there was no Chiyuv money yet. You did not go to Bezdin yet. There's only Chiyuv Kenas which doesn't take place until you go to Bezdin. So since at the time when you swore false, there was no chiyuv money, it was only knas, that's why you put it from the carbon shavua. But maybe, like Rabbi says it's true, if they would have went to Bezdin first, and later, when I asked you for the money, you deny it and you swear false, maybe then, if you admit, you would have to bring the carbon shavua. This is not a kasha on Rabbi. So Mar says, no, for me, the reisha b'shamad b'din. Since the ratio of that price is talking about when they did go to Bezdin already, is the chur is safe nami b'shamad b'din. The chur is safe for these cases that Reb Shimon still says you put it from a carbon shavua since it was kenas is also talking about even though they went to Bezdin already. So chur then a smashma not like Rabba. Smashma even though they went to Bezdin, the Bezdin paskin you have to pay the kenas of the shloshim by the Yeved or the Yeved to go free or else the Peter and the Mafuta. Still, we say that the person is kaifer later. Still, you put it from the korban shvua because it's called ikroi kenas. So, who is it not like Rava? What's the raya? The Tony Rashi says in the Rashi like this: Ein liyela dvorim she mishalmem aleihem es hakeren. When do we say that the chiyuv korban shvua only on money matters? When you have to pay money, she mishalmem aleihem es hakeren. When you have to pay the keren, tashlumei kefil. When you have to pay kefil though. How do we know even of these cases also? Rashi says the ratio is the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin argue in Reb Shimon, and they say clearly like, when do I, in the Rabbonin saying, when do we say you potter only if you didn't go to Bezdin yet? How do we know here also you have to be in korban shvua? Talmud Omer, the pasuk says, "O moal o moal ribui," that there's a ribui. There's a ribui to say the rabbanon hold even by knas. Also, you have to bring a korban shvua. The Mori asks the kasha, "Echidami, what is the Rashi talking about? Either lo yamad v'din if they didn't go to Bezdin yet, kfeilu miyika." As the churip shita, you can't be chayiv a korban shvua. There's no chiyuv to pay back kefil. What do you mean to say that you swore false, that you denied money? There's no chiyuv to pay kenas before you go to Bezdin. So if the rabbanon have a pasuk here that's marva, that even by kenas, when you swear false and deny it, and say you don't have to pay the kefil, or tashlum evo v'chamisha, and then you admit that you have to bring a korban shvua, is pshita talking about el pshita b'shama b'din? You have to say it's only talking about when they did go to Bezdin. They went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin passed the noise that you have to pay the kefil, or you have to pay the abor v'chamisha, or you have to pay the yonis and the mefuta and the shemra, the 100 shkolim. And then later the man was kofer and denied it, and he swore false. So that's called his mama swearing false on money matters. So then we start to say that if he agrees later, the rabbanon say you have to pay, you have to bring korban shvua. So that's the ratio. So in the Rabbonim, when they argue in the ratio, Pshit is talking about when they had a Mod B'din. Now, with me, the ratio of Shama B'din, since the ratio of the Braisa clearly is talking about when they did go to Bezdin, if so, Seifu Nami B'Shama B'din, the Chur the Seifu and Reb Shimon is also talking about where they went to Din. In other words, what's Reb Shimon arguing on the Rabbonim? So Chur Smashim Reb Shimon says his Aloha even when they went to Bezdin. Reb Shimon argues on the Rabbonim. Reb Shimon says, no, even though they went to Bezdin, but since it's a chiyuv of kefil and tashlumei arba v'chamisha, einus v'mafuta, it's a chiyuv ikroi kenas, we say yepata from a korban shvua. So it's not like Rabba. So Malay Rabba says, no, I can answer you like this. Omalei, Rabbi says back, Yechilna Lishnui Lecho, I could answer you that Reisha Bishama Bedin, the Reisha, when the Rabbonin say, you are Chayim Bekorban Shavuos, when they went to Bezdin already, was a Psak Din, the Seifer Bishleyam Bedin, and Enoch Nami. The Seifer is talking about where they didn't go, Tamad Bedin yet. So who then the Kashrut, what's the Machlokes then? Because there's no argument then. And the Master Erech Nami, I'll tell you really, the Kula Reb Shimon he, and the whole Brisa goes according to Reb Shimon, not the Pshat, the Reishis, the Rabbonin, and the Seifer Reb Shimon, even though it only says Reb Shimon in the Seifer, but I can answer you, a Bechi Teretz, the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon is very good. When you didn't go to Beis Din yet, that's the Seifer, you're potter for the Korban Shavua. But the Reishis that says, Yechai for Korban Shavua, is where you did go to Beis Din. Like Rabbah holds that according to Reb Shimon, if you went to Beis Din, the Beis Din Pasch and the Chiyiv, now it's called the Chiyiv money. Therefore, if you swear false, it's called the Kfiras Mumin, you have to bring a Korban Shavua. The Gemara says, but I don't want to answer you with Deichik or hard Teretz. I don't want to give such a teretz. Why? The im came because if so, the amartali, you can ask me back, listen the reisha. The reisha should have started off at the beginning already. That Reb Shimon Aimer, like if the whole reisha is Reb Shimon, why does it wait till the end and say Reb Shimon Aimer? You should have started off right away at the beginning and say Reb Shimon Aimer. Or listen the sefer, give the Reb Shimon. The Rosh should have said at the end of the Sefer, Divrei Reb Shimon, which reminds from the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon. And like this, that's what the Dechi Teretz. Because this we have in the middle of the Brisa, it says that Reb Shimon Oimer Yochlem L'chaver Nasi Patisi, this is the middle of the Brisa. There's a ratio before, it's not like that. So it's not Mashma that both the ratio and the Sefer go according to Reb Shimon. Because otherwise Reb Shimon's name should have been at the beginning, or else at the end, but not punk smack in the middle. So really, I don't want to give this Dechi Teretz. So what else could I tell you? Ella, I'll tell you like this. Really? Ella, I'll tell you, Kula Bisham Abedin. I say the old Brisa is talking about true where they already went to Beis Din. And Beis Din paskin vice to Chiyiv, that is the Chiyiv Knas. For Reisha Rabbonin, for Sefer Rabbi Shimon, and the Reisha Nechon, like we wanted to say, so this is not like Rabbah really, that the Reisha goes according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin Shita is that when Beis Din paskins the Chiyiv Knas, from then on it's called regular money. And from then on if you deny and swear false, it's called a Shruas, you acquire for money, and therefore you have to bring a Korban Shavua. That's the Rabbanan Shita. The Sefer that says, not like that, the Sefer says, even by Knas, still your potter, even after a mod of a din, is Reb Shimon, goes according to Reb Shimon. Screw, he said, not like Rabbah. But according to Reb Shimon, even though they went to Beis Din, and Beis Din says you have a chiyuv to pay the Knas, but if later you deny it and swear false, your potter from Korban Shavua. It's called Ikrei Knas, that's not the cases the Torah said Yechayiv. But like this, the Rabbi says back, I'll agree to you, Linyin Korban Shavua, the Rachmona Patrei Mivichichish. I agree to you, there's a glass of kosef here. You only have to bring this Korban Shavua if you swore false on pure money matters like Mivichichish Bam Yisrael. Like in a case where I say, I gave you something to watch. You have my money in your house. And you denied and said, no, you never gave it to me. That's pure money matters. You're denying money that I gave you. There we say you have to make the Shavua, you have to bring Korban Shavua. Mashaykin, in these cases where Ikrei is Knas, I agree that's not the case of the Torah, that you put it from the Korban Shavua. But V'chi Kamina Mamayna, when the Rabbi said that according to Reb Shimon, after Beis Din Paskin the Chi of Knas, that it's called money, I'll tell you it's called money Hevel Arisha Labanov. It's called money that if the father dies before he collects the money goes to his children. Or if they don't have children, it goes to his brother. That's what I mean to say. That this much, I hold Reb Shimon agrees. That even though it started out to be Knas, if Beis Din Paskin, this man was Manasseh's daughter, so Beis Din Paskin, the Chiv of Knas, now it's called like there's money there, that if the father dies now, the father's Yerushim have a right to collect the money, and not that it goes to her. That's what Rav is saying. But he falls away. Korban Shavua, he agrees, according to Reb Shimon, you put it. His only son, according to Rabbi Shimon, is called money, Lahurvish the Bun. And even on this one, he has the kasha. Now, the Mishnah says not like that. Eisvei, we have a kasha to you, Rabbi, a kasha back. It says, now, Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Noim, Rabbi Shimon says at the end of our Mishnah, Em lohi speak or league voice. Achim Esav, in the case of Mufuta, or Nanusa, someone was Manas' his daughter. And they already went to Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin, the chi of the man, has to pay the father the chamishim shkolim. And the father died before he had a chance to collect the money. So the Mishnah says clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, Harei Hein Shalatzma, that she gets the money, not the father's brothers. Now, V'yarmad, if you want to tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon, Mom in Hevel or Rishul Abonov, that once Bezdin Paskin, the chi of Knas, is called like a chi of money to the father, and his Yorshim would get it even if he dies. If so, liatzma amai. Why does the Mishnah say liatzma to yachin boyim hevi? It should have gone to the brothers. If you say according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called Baman Laharish Labanov. So our Mishnah says clearly not like you. Our Mishnah says clearly according to Rabbi Shimon that even though Bezdin Paskin the chiv, it's not called money, still called like a chiv kanas. The father doesn't have a right to get it unless he collects it. If he dies first, he doesn't yashin it. He can't give it over. So my Rabba says it's true. Hai milsa kashya bo rabba rav yosef esra matatin shoni. This kashya they had shver for 22 years. 22 years this kashya was bothering them. They didn't give up. They were thinking about it for 22 years. Well, they didn't have a terrace for 22 years. The yosef rav yosef resha. So Rav Yosef finally sat down, he became the Rashiva then, he sat down the top, Opirka, and he gave a teres like this. Shani Hossam, it's different, the Knas of Oynes and Mefut is different. There are different types of Knas. Other Knasim, Rav Shimon agrees to say that's called money after Psak Din, that the father does Yashin it. But Anusa, the Knas of Anusa and Mefut is different. Shani Hossam, the Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, V'nosan Ish, HaShaychi Bimo. In a case where a man was ma'anis, forced a person's daughter and lived with her, the pasuk says, "V'nosan ish hashoychi b'imo l'avi hanara chamishim kosef." So we darshan here, "Loizich satar l'av ela mishas nesina." Here it says, "V'nosan mashmi you have to give." That when does the father get it? When it's given to him. But before the father collects the money, even though they went to Bezin and Bezin passed as the chiyuv, here this knas is different. Here it's not called the father's money. Because the pasuk says, V'nosan ish, he has to give it to you. So when the man gives the father the money, then it's his money. But before the money was given over to the father, it's not called the father's money. V'chi kama rabba, m'moyne hevel erish tabonuf, when does Rabbah say before that according to Rav Shimon, it's called money? As soon as you go to Bezdin to Paskin, that now the person has the right to be Marisha Labonov, Bishar Knossos. In the case where somebody sure killed your Evid, or else in the case where you punched the Evid's, you punched his eye out, or other cases of Knas, by Tashlumi Kefil, by Tashlumi Abba B'chamisha. There we say, once Bezdin Paskin Achiv, even if the person dies, his children Yashin the Chayv. Mashenka by Nusa Mafut, the terrorist is clearly Vinosan, the father only has a schus in it when he actually collects the money. The Mo'ela Mayat is Saul Gabi Yevad Echsiv, it says by Yevad also, where somebody sure kills another Evad Kanani, it says, Keser Shloshim Shkolim Yitin Ladoinov, it says the owner of the shore has to pay the owner of the Evad 30 Shkolim. As a chorus has lashon of yitein ladoinav as hachinam here also you want to tell me that loizich sater liyodin elam mishas nesina that the yodin only has a right to get the money, it's only his money when it's actually given to him. But if he died before they gave it to him, even though they went to psak din, you want to tell me his yoshim won't get it? Is that true? So Gemara says maybe no. I tell you yitein lechud v'nosan lechud. If we only make a special drosha by Knasa and Anusa Mefuta, the Torah says, V'nosan ish. V'nosan mashmi, you have to give over the money. Then it's the father's, only when it's given over to him. But Yitin could be different. Yitin is not the same lashon of V'nosan. Yitin could mean, even before it's given over to him, that once Bezdin Paskin Achiv, Yitin is enough. For tomorrow, Iyachi, if so, if that's the pshat, so when we said before, like Rabbi Shimon is saying, the drush is here, that the Torah says v'chichesh and not kenas. So if we're saying now that Rabbi Shimon only argues by the kenas of Oynes and Mefuta, why does it say tamlam v'chichesh? He should have said tamlam v'nosan. His zikah drosha is from Venosan. From Venosan he learns out that this kenas is different. So he said the long word. Rash says, "Tamalema v'chichesh b'tmiya klema." Ma'ir with the nos of law shas lepturim v'chichesh. He heichad the yalav shak knosas klema. Midloy dom milatashlu meyad lemev yikrus klosim amen. Tevul the hashanam elab manahu. Tachmona v'Venosan lezich leterach at shas nesina. In other words, we should have said better from the word Venosan, not from the word v'chichesh. If we're making this drasha now, Omar Rovo ki yitzra v'chichesh, we need the word v'chichesh could go in shomad bedin ubogro umesa. So in a case like this, in the case of Taka, they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin passed the chi of kenas ubogro, and then she became a bageris. That what the money goes to her umesa. Now she died to osam ki koyaris avio mino dido koyaris. That here, when she became a bageris, the money goes to her. And then when she dies, the lachar is the father yashins his daughter. So the money goes to the father through her. Shrashiyach, ki yitzvah v'chichesh, leknas dienes apitul lemofinu, ba'adi shaknas lepturoi, mishom dikren knas v'loi motzlemel mivnosan, v'goyin shom debedin. In other words, there's still a case of the money of anusa mefuta that you need the postak of v'chichesh. You need the posuk of ikrei kenas, and not just tam from venosan. Because there's a case where the girl became a bageris. If she became a bageris after amad bedin, before amad bedin, the money goes to her. So the chiyuv now is directly to her. And that the Torah doesn't say venosan. So when Bezdin passes the chiyuv is to her, it's called the regular kenas again, the other kenas. And then she dies. So the question is, does the father yashin it or not? So that's only within the father should yashin it. So in such a case, we need a pasuk of v'chichesh, that if now the person denies it and swears false, still he's potter from the shvuas, a korban shvuah. Because from the pasuk of v'chichesh tells us, yoni chai the korban shvuah da'afkan ikrei mamin, and not the ikrei kenas. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon also needs the drasha of v'chichesh, even via nusay mafuta. So it comes up like this. For korban shvuah, we dashin from v'chichesh. A korban shvuah, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only ikrei mamon. Anytime the chi is started out to be kenas, even though later on it changed into money, because she went to Bezdin, still you're potter from a korban shvuah. But by regular kenas, when you go to Bezdin, he's moed, it's called mamon, you could yashin it to your children. Only by the chi of a mefuta and anusa, there the Torah says, v'nosan, that the father only gets it when he receives the money. Before he got the money, the father can't yashin over to his own children. The Morihochi, if so, Yotzuel is shen kenas mamenu. Why does it say Yotzuel that they're called kenas? No, who are they called money? Should have said even Yotzuel that are money. Amir Nachman Bar Yitzchok, it means to say Yotzuel sheikron kenas. What the Shiva meant to say is, these things are different, even though now that you went to Bezdin, it's called money, but Ikron started out to be a chiv of kenas, therefore there's no korban shvuah. That's what the Shiva Shita. That a korban shvuah is only when it started out the chiv of money, but Ikron was kenas, yipotah. Esvei, we have a kash like this. Reb Shimon poiter, sheinu mishalem kenas al piyatzmai. So Reb Shimon is poiter, because you don't pay kenas al piyatzmai. So we dash in what time model yom evadin. Mashmur, of course, you didn't go to Bezdin yet. It's called Alpiyatzmoy. Ho'omad Bedin, Mashmur, if you went to Bezdin already, the Mishalom Alpiyatzmoy, that since Bezdin passed the Chiv, now if you would admit that Bezdin passed the Chiv, you would have to pay the money. So Mashmur, Korban Shvuah, not in the Chayiv. You would have to bring a Korban Shvuah. So it's not like we're saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, any time it started out to be Knas, you're always Potter. And here it's Mashmur only because you made the Knas as Potter. Where it says no, Reb Shimon Atela, the Vrayim, the Rabbonin, Karmalu. Reb Shimon now is talking back to the Rabbonin. Libdidi, according to me, myself, my own Shita, Afagav, the Yamad Bedin. Even though you went to Bezdin and they passed the Nestachi of Kenas, still, Rachmona Patrim and Bechichesh. Reb Shimon knows, the apostle says, Bechichesh, you only have a Korban Shuan by pure money. Well, it started out to be money. But if it started out to be Kenas, even though now it's money, you're Potter. Elul is chul, but according to you, Rabbanan, they say no. It depends how it is right now. Oidel emias hecha deliyam bedin. In the case where you didn't go to Besdin yet, the ki katova kenasa katova. That when you're asking now for the money, you're asking for kenas.